this nation has
there are
been.
Four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon.
Hey, Bill.
And, of course, Jim Crone.
Well, well, good morning.
Guess we're going to be talking about some insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annuities.
Even better.
Even better.
Oh, Jim, we're only playing. You know how much I love insurance, though.
I know.
It's a necessary evil, but only when you buy the proper stuff.
There you go.
Not the garbage that everybody's hawking.
Yeah. It's out there.
Whole life, baby. We got it. Whole life. This is Money Whole Life Talks.
$5 million of your best whole life. We got it.
So.
Yeah. All right. Market is up slightly. Bill, you would probably claim, because you always say the market's going to be flat. The only guy I know that'll call a flat market.
Eventually, I'll be right.
No, hey, you would have probably argued that you were right. We're up 19 basis points, 0.19%.
Close enough.
Yeah, see there, I knew you would agree with what I was saying. Anyway, the market's up. Year to date, it's up 13.11%. That's as of Thursday. We record the show Thursday afternoon for your listening pleasure on Saturday morning. But energy leading the pack, 28.5% year to date. What's really interesting to me in this case is there's only four of the now 11 industry sectors for the S&P 500 that are below the average. And healthcare is the worst year to date, down 1.8%. Financials have done quite well with interest rates higher, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but 24.7%. Telecom's up 20.5%. I mean, you get down utilities that were the king basically for most of the year this year are up 14.43, so still beating the market overall. Anything that's sensitive too much to interest rates has been kicked around lately. Just on the week, telecom rallied a bit, 1.79%. We got the industrials at the other end, down 1.3%. So all things considered, relatively flat week. Had the Fed come out this week on Wednesday, increased interest rates by 0.25%, a quarter of a percent. And what was strange to me, I've been watching the options market, which gives you an implication as to what's going to happen. Yeah. There's a function I can look at, and it's been telling me 100% cooked in interest rate increase for the last 3 weeks. We get an increase, and guess what? The market dumps about 30 basis points. Not huge, but how is this news?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's baked in.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody expected
everybody figured
that,
it out,
that
yeah.
interest rate increase, you probably easily justify the increase. We got a lot of economic information this week. Couple of things with interest rate or inflation, rather, and we'll get to that in a minute. But consumer sentiment, which is very important to our economy since it's about, 80% consumption.
It works. Keeps it working.
Exactly. Index rose 4.2 points to 98, so we're well into the expansionary territory in this case. Even the longer-term information is positive, and consumer expectations surged, gained 4.7 points, and improved to 88.9, highest since January of 2015. Inflation expectations even softened. I mean, we got GDP at 3.2% was our latest updated number, so 3.2% growth. That's after inflation, and consumers still believe that inflation is going to be in check for a while. I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. Wholesale trade, the inventory bill's winding down a bit. Inventories declined 0.4%. I think it was expected to be up about 0.2%, so nothing huge, but obviously not the best of news. MBA mortgage applications, what do you think, Jim? Interest rates up, what happens?
They're going down.
Yeah, you betcha. 3.6% decline in refinance index, 3.3% decline in the purchase. But this is kind of a slow purchase season for homes anyway. Sure. You get around Christmas and the other holidays that happen this time of year, and folks just really don't buy too much.
They don't want to be dealing with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, who wants to move? There's somebody in our office that's actually moving this week, and she said, first thing, as soon as she finishes closing, she's going to take her Christmas tree and go put it up in her new
good
house.
For her.
Wow. Anyway, why not react in that manner if you're going to do it this time of year?
That's right.
Producer price index, final demand rose 0.4%. So here comes the inflation that we've been talking about. A little above consensus and of about, what, 0.2% increase. So seeing a little bit of inflation start creeping in, that higher interest rate is probably going to help keep that in check. That's the way this all works. Retail sales, growth moderated, disappointed in November. You know, we're coming on the heels of a September gain. If you look, all things considered, a decline right now relative to the big gains that we've had in the last couple of months is not the worst, and this is kind of consumer season anyway, so
right.
We'll have to wait and see what's going on with that next month. But industrial production fell 0.4%, a little bit of weakness that we weren't expecting. Disappointed, you look a little deeper, softness in automobiles, which has been the last few months, kind of a similar story at least. You know, we talk about the automobiles quite a bit. Capacity utilization, that's easy for me to say, huh? slipped 0.4 percentage points and remains below its historical trend. So we're not working at full capacity, but then you look at the jobless claims, new filings remain low. What our last unemployment number was 4.6%, I believe.
Yeah.
I usually thought back when unemployment was around 5%, that full employment would have indicated more like, I mean, when unemployment was at 10%, I assumed that full employment was around 5. You read a lot now, and 4.6, they're still saying is not full employment, but
yeah.
It sure feels like
and
it to
me.
There's
a big number of those that are just out of the market altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
And reflected in that.
Though. Exactly. And you know, it's kind of hard to get a
gauge on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CPI, Consumer Price Index, U.S. inflation pressures are gradually developing, but not enough to suggest that the Federal Reserve is behind the curve. What you want to see in a Fed is that they move before you see a whole lot of inflation. Obviously, one of the first parts is when you do get that full employment, labor starts getting expensive, so wage increases cause some of the first steps of inflation. Up a little bit, 0.2% in November, which was a little better than most had expected. Energy CPI rose 1.2. Of course, we don't include that in the final numbers. They're just generally too volatile to look at that much. Semi book-to-bill, so this is orders versus their shipping and billing, is actually below 1. It's been kind of in that neighborhood for a little while, but this most recent report gives us 0.91 in October, so below the expansionary 1. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. It's hard to say. This might be seasonal,
yeah.
But I don't think there's a huge seasonal component in this. We talked about interest rates, so we get the Fed's setting of the overnight lending rate. It's the rate between banks lending to each other. But we've got the two-year Treasury up again, 16 basis points or 0.16% to 1.27%. The five-year Treasury at 2%, 2.09. 10-year, 2.59. Now, we've seen this at, wow, what, like as low as 1.6 in the last couple of years. Just a week or two ago, it was at 2.4. We're almost at 2.6 now. 30-year Treasury at 3.17. So all things considered, we got some rising interest rates.
Yep.
It's
we're finally right?
Yeah, we're still not. 10 years. We're still not loading
seven,
up.
Seven years. Seven.
Still not loading up on the bonds yet, though, Bill. And that's the piece that we've focused on so much. You know, when will we be able to go out and find those 5% bonds that we've talked to clients about in the past? I mean, I saw back in 2007, we had a client who had purchased some treasury bonds back in the mid 80s. I looked at the return on those bonds, over 10% annualized. And a treasury, we're talking about the risk-free rate, you know, no default here. Yeah. And you're making 10%. Wow, what a difference the market has made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 30-year average mortgage rose 3 basis points, which is kind of surprising that we see such a decline in mortgage activity other than the seasonality. I mean, you know, refinances still should be okay, but 30-year mortgage average 4.18%. Jumbo with 20% down, guess what? Almost the same exact thing, 4.19. Mm. So all things considered, that's kind of where we are. Mm. Rates are high, market's up 13%+.
I'm not sure I would say rates are high.
Rising.
Okay.
How about that?
That's
can we go with rising?
We can go with rising. I'm sure about high.
My long-term meter is set to 4 years.
I might tell you,
Bill,
if you're looking for a house, you might want to go ahead and get
one. Oh, yeah.
One.
No, I would definitely do that. They're talking about GDP at 5%.
That's right.
We'll see.
Okay. So let's talk about a few things. And I'm sure you guys covered this because I haven't been on the show in a few weeks. But how are you positioning? How should we as investors be positioning our portfolio given the rhetoric?
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you, Bill. We've sent out a few communications to clients, and the biggest thing is we just really don't know what's coming next. We saw healthcare rally right off the few days right after the election. As we've talked, it's negative for the year now. It wasn't when we started into this experiment. So, I think what's happened there is the fact that we're talking about unraveling Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you care to call it. That means that people are probably going to come off the insurance dole. There's going to be fewer of them that are buying the services of our healthcare system. But then you look at places where we thought it was going to be good. Otherwise, defense contractors, we've heard Boeing get kind of kneecapped by our new president-elect. We've
seen, they just sold like 22 airliners to Iran or whatever, or 16 or however many.
The problem was they were going to charge, 20 times the price for a normal 737 to the U.S. for its Air Force One. It does have a lot of special amenities, I guess you'd call them, that are attached, but you know, that's the scrape that President-elect Trump has already gotten into with Boeing. He made comments this week about Lockheed Martin as well.
So would you not own Boeing?
No, here's the thing. We don't own Boeing, and we have in the past. We sold it before all this started, and the reason that we did is because kind of the product cycle that they were in. When they came up with the Dreamliner, we owned it from more or less the concept all the way through until they started delivering them. Why we got out of the stock and recommended our clients to do the same was because of the fact that we knew that they had lots of backlog, but their R&D spending was going to go down. The profitability was probably at its peak at the time. We did quite well with our holding of Boeing, but it just seemed like the right thing to do at the time. Now, I don't think that the president is going to continue to weigh on individual companies. He makes his comments. He moves along. What I really am waiting to see is some real leadership when the actual changes when he takes power, control, and he can actually make some real change.
So hold tight.
I think probably, if anything, what we would like to see is, you know, kind of pull your neck in if you've gotten too conservative where you might get beaten up with higher interest rates. But I still wouldn't go too crazy with big growth stocks and the high beta, you know, earnings growth. It's just too soon to say exactly what we're going to have. Now, Hillary Clinton had won, I had already started setting up to determine, you know, whether or not we were going to go into a recession this year, or would it take until, you know, first of next year? Because I really believe that following on with the fiscal policy that we had dealt with up until that time, I figured it was just going to be a continuation of the previous policy that we've had under Obama. But, you know, I think there is definitely some hope. One thing I was looking at the other day, year to date through November 7th, the S&P 500 was up 6.1%. I just told you we're at 13.1% today. We have gained 7% since early November. The market's forward looking. I think a lot of whatever goes on. I'm telling you.
Is this on?
Bill, I might argue with you a lot of times, but I really think that, you know, with the market being forward looking as it is, as it always has been.
It's just projected in a pretty good year next year.
Yeah, I think so. And we might have already gotten paid for it in advance. you know, I'm still saying
market. Might be time to fill up that 10-year bucket.
Oh, yeah. No, anybody that has spending needs, known spending needs within the next 10 years, I think it's a great time to go ahead and take some of your gains off the table, buy your fixed income.
But you're not predicting a down market, are
you? I am not. But what I will tell you is that I wouldn't be surprised.
There'll be a 5% correction, 10% correction.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's really strange. We came into 2016, and from the beginning of the year until February 11th, we were down 10.4%. We have rallied from down 10.4% in February of this year to where we're up 13%. A huge 20% rally in the midst of a year. The market doesn't care if it's December 31st or if it's February 11th. It moves when news drives it and the sentiment drives it one direction or another. So it's, you know, it's not surprising to me that the number within the number is a whole lot different than, you know, 13%. That sounds like a good year. We always talk about the 10.4% annualized return that the market never hits exactly in a year, but that's its average. And here we are with another one. You know, we've got a 20% rally in the middle of a year. Just knock a month off the front of it, and that's what we would be seeing right now. So, you know, all things considered, we've had quite a boost, and especially lately, we've had quite a boost. It's just, I really think it's time to sit back and wait and just see what happens. Am I telling you to sell? Absolutely not, because I think that our economy, our continuation of the recovery from our previous recession has some legs still. I mean, we're raising interest rates. It's not like we're talking about cutting them. Right. So, yeah, we're not looking at an imminent recession by any stretch of the imagination. But feels like the market feels like the markets ran pretty good in the last few months. Maybe. I mean, but here's the other thing: you got to look at all factors. I mean, the market overall, there's probably some real good buys in healthcare, wouldn't you think?
That's true. Down 1.8? Not just broadly. You got to look at sector.
Right. Yeah. So dig in deeper and check them out. I still wouldn't want to get too crazy with anything that's sensitive to interest rate increases right now. So
I got you. All right. Well, listen, I think we're going to stop here early if I can hit a button.
Oh, you can hit a button.
I'm trying right now. Got to retrain me for the job. So when we come back, Jim, we got this. We're going to talk about QLAX. Is that right? The QLAX?
You got it, yeah. You speak that.
I know that's riveting. It's actually very worthwhile.
Yeah.
So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.